soon. It's illegal. You guys, leave him alone. Leave him alone. You guys cannot do that. That's illegal.
This is huge. You got like an entire plane dedicated to deportation. Okay, there's a bunch of these vans, and you see a lot of Somali migrants basically going into the airplane. They're being deported, okay? And I think right now, the current administration understands that you got billions of dollars being siphoned away from the U.S. to foreign countries. Something needs to be fixed. Why is it that $1 billion is gone? Why is it that suddenly we just uncovered, like, the biggest welfare fraud scheme in U.S. history? And these deportations are going to be bigger than ever before. This isn't just going to be ICE here for one day. They're going to be here for a while. They want to totally remove this. You clearly see that there's a lot of people that are going to the plane and they're going to have to leave this country. It's getting pretty serious out here.
Call 911. Call 911. They're doing kidnapping. That's illegal. Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Follow me, sir. Follow me, ma'am.
Leave him alone. Leave him alone. Leave him alone. You guys are doing kidnapping. Kidnapping. This is called kidnapping. Kidnapping. This kidnapping. Call 911. Naima, call 911. Pizza work. This is called kidnapping.
This deportee from Minnesota can't survive back home, says it just gets bad here. Lived 20 plus years on U.S. welfare and is now crying because he can't adjust back to his home country. And right now people are saying, you know, that's what happens when you break American laws.
This is the freedom. I'm coming to my process immigration.
What country are you from?
I'm from Western Sahara.
All right. It's getting to a point where ICE is in Minnesota and they're not messing around. There's a lot of arrests. There's a lot of deportations. There are massive fraud rings that are in place. You got over $1 billion of taxpayer money basically being siphoned away from the U.S. to foreign countries like Somalia. And you clearly see, like, you already have several arrests happening. Okay, ICE is in plane. I got like an entire plane of ICE agents landing in Minnesota. Okay, and you got dozens and dozens of SUVs, Chevy Tahoes, and vans. This is big. Breaking news, Elon Musk says Ilhan Omar is not representing American interests in Congress. Says, let's look at Ilhan Omar, who is literally voted into power by a large group of people from Somalia in Minnesota. And Minnesota is really far away from Somalia. And if you start looking at a lot of these Ilhan Omar clips, it's kind of suspicious. Like, she took donations from Somalis who were part of the huge $1 billion Medicaid fraud scheme and then claimed she sent the money back. I mean, do you really believe that?
A massive $250 million fraud scheme has been uncovered, with 77 people charged, many of them Somali immigrants, in what is one of the largest taxpayer-funded scams in U.S. history. The investigation centers around Minnesota, home to the largest Somali community in America, and involves the Feeding Our Future scandal. The scheme, which took place during the pandemic, saw defendants allegedly stealing over $250 million that was meant to provide meals for low-income children.
Another Somalian scam in Minnesota, but this couple got away with $7.2 million. After going to court and being convicted, the judge overturned it. They had a home health care business for 2 years without a physical address, like without a building, but a P.O. box. They overcharged Medicaid, overbilled them, didn't have documentation for the services that they provided. All this was provided in the courtroom, and the judge said, nope, we're going to overturn the decision of the jury. So they got away with $7.2 million.
This right here is a video of Ilhan Omar getting very angry at Trump. Now, Somalia got $2.3 billion of our money. She was angry because Somalia, the country she represents, can't steal American cash with USAID. And also, by the way, Ilhan Omar's net worth going from negative 65 grand back in 2020 to $30 million in 5 years is a little bit suspicious, let's be real. How in the world do you even get your net worth up like that much? There's a lot of fraud happening. When you have $1 billion gone, when you have one single person going from being in debt to $30 million, something isn't right.
Wow, so everyone is wondering right now, how did Representative Ilhan Omar from Minnesota get all of her money? Because in 2021, allegedly, her net worth was at $65,000. And then in just 3 years, her net worth jumped all the way to $30 million in 2024. And no one knows how she got that amount of money so fast. And with the Minnesota fraud scandal happening, and the majority of the fraud happening in Minnesota coming from her Somalian community, the spotlight is on her even more. Newsmax did a segment on this, and celebrities like Kevin Sorbo posted about it, and it went viral. And you will want to see what Kevin Sorbo and Newsmax said, which I'm going to quickly show you. Also, don't forget to hit the follow for more news. I greatly appreciate it. So Kevin Sorbo posted on X, Ilhan Omar's net worth, 2020, $65,000, 2021, $65,000, 2022, $115,000, 2023, $205,000.
Look at this, Ilhan Omar looking very panicked. Voice cracking, tries to explain the fraud, very uncomfortable. She knows that she's kind of cooked, and she also knows that she is playing a pretty big role in this, like the Meals Act, which caused like huge amounts of money being diverted in the food programs to certain areas. I mean, the fact that her net worth jumped from negative 65 grand to $30 million in just a few years is suspicious enough. What in the world is going on here? Now, Elon Musk has been very vocal about this, saying that Ilhan Omar is not working at the interest for the American people. You know, what's going on here?
Ilhan Omar wakes up to federal arrests sweeping across Minnesota, and the reactions tell the story. I'll like the video right here. Follow for more, and let's jump into it. So while federal authorities move in on hardened criminals through Operation Metro Surge, Democrat leaders pretend this is about racism. It is not about race. It is about crime and public safety. Viewers see the pattern. The louder Omar and Tim Walz complain, the more people ask why they fear these arrests. Federal agents arrested violent offenders, including a convicted murderer and multiple gang members who have been released back into Minneapolis. Local families lived with the consequences. Those criminals are now in custody. Minnesota is safer today than it was last week. At the same time, the state faces a massive fraud crisis. Prosecutors already convicted more than 50 people, with 80 more charged. Whistleblowers say the final number could reach $8 billion. That is why the scrutiny of Walz and Omar grows. Voters want to know why leadership failed to stop it, why warnings were ignored, and why suspected fraud grew into historic corruption. Instead of helping, Tim Walz defends the system. Ilhan Omar repeats the same claims about racism. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, that guy sucks, stages a public relations stunt at a Somali restaurant. None of that protects the public. None of that addresses the fraud. Viewers can see the contrast. Federal law enforcement takes criminals off the street. State leaders point fingers. More arrests are coming. Attorney General Pam Bondi says this is only the beginning. Everybody knows this story is far from over, and the political fallout will land on the people.
I mean, just look at this. Minnesota's Somalian fraud may reach $8 billion. Not just the $1 billion as it was reported before. Now, originally, everyone's like, oh, it's probably just like $200 to $300 million, which is already a lot of money. But it's apparently a billion, and now the number is reaching as high as $8 billion. You kind of see why this is being called the largest fraud scandal in Minnesota's history.
I mean, you gotta love this country. It's the greatest country in the world. Only in America can you be a congresswoman and start off making negative $45,000, is what you claim, and just 5 years in office, you're worth $30 million. Must be a beautiful thing, because that's the reality for Ilhan Omar. But I got a lot of questions, because the congressional salary is $175,000. So how are you worth $30 million in 5 years? And I notice a trend. A lot of you politicians got really rich over the last 4 years under the Biden.
Stephen Miller says, we believe that the Somali fraud operation in Minnesota is the greatest theft of taxpayer dollars. And when you look into what's going on, when the $1 billion of your money is gone, something is wrong. Not a million, not 3 million, $1 billion. A lot of this money apparently is being sent overseas to places like the Middle East and Somalia. And the American people are basically being defrauded. All those taxes that you're constantly being nagged to pay, well, they're not going to be used to build your roads or improve your schools and communities. They're being used to buy luxury homes and cars and a variety of other things overseas. And there's huge operations right now to uncover all this fraud in Minnesota.
To all you undocumented fraudsters out there, you might want to beware. Because Trump, yes, Trump, just shut the door on your foolishness. This is Keith, the law enforcement OG. And folks, well, our president, Donald J. Trump, he finally shut down the scam. For years, a select group of Somalian nationals have been abusing Americans' generosity by siphoning millions through fraudulent means and government loopholes. And now, investigators, they warn that some of this fraudulent money may be even flowing overseas. And it's raising concerns about funding bad actors and extremist groups in Somalia. These are people that are not pro-American and pretty much are our enemies. Enough is enough. If you defraud the American people, well, you don't get to stay here. You need to go back where you came from. Go back to Somalia.
Apparently, there's some big stuff happening in Somalia when it comes to the money thing. Fraud is a big issue. The massive Somalia fraud scandal exploding under Tim Walz's watch is now officially being called the biggest in Minnesota state history, with over $1 billion of taxpayer funds being sent overseas. And right now, with all the ICE agents and the vans and the cars coming into Minnesota, they're trying to crack down on this.
Oh, we're going to talk about our girl, Ilhan Omar. When she was elected to Congress, she reported her net worth of negative $45,000. As of May of 2025, her net worth is now $30 million. On a congressional salary of $175,000 a year, so you mean to tell me that her income went up 66,676% in just 5 years? On her congressional salary of $175,000 per year, she would have to work 171 years to get $30 million. It's funny that she pledged her allegiance to Somalia when she's here, literally rolling in the dough.
You know, this whole Somali fraud situation is bad when people are saying it's more than Minnesota. I mean, $1 billion being siphoned away from Minnesota to overseas countries is bad enough. But people are saying, dig into the Somali fraud in Maine. Dig into the Somali fraud in Columbus, Ohio. A lot of this stuff is kind of just getting out of control.
All right, so this Minnesota fraud ring with the Somalis and the Al-Shabaab and the Tim Walz, I just want to break this down really fast. So a bunch of people from a country with about a 67 average IQ came to America, And instead of being like, hey, this is sick, we should just like the Americans, they said, nah, let's funnel a bunch of tax money to the terrorist organizations that we escaped. And they did it under the guy who was running for vice president, who is in a heterosexual marriage.
Former Minnesota Representative Jason Lewis in 2014 actually talked about the Somali daycare fraud. This is a little over 10 years ago. And so it was a massive issue because over $100 million was missing. Now, keep in mind that $100 million of buying power back in 2014 is so much higher than now. Okay? He says that Somalians were flying the money out of the country, even using like the Minnesota airport. It's so wild. And a lot of this money are getting taken away from places like the welfare sector. You got fraudulent child care centers, ghost clinics, and much more. And so far, people have been saying this is the largest fraud in Minnesota history, with well over $1 billion now gone from the state.
So everybody's heard about the $1 billion in alleged fraud in Minnesota that Tim Walz overseen. But have you heard about Maine? That's the proper way to say Maine, by the way. It's Maine. After hearing what whistleblower Christopher Bernardini of Gateway Community Services had to say, Gateway Community Services is a nonprofit where Bernardini worked, calling himself the billing guru of the company for 7 years. Gateway Community Services, or GCS, is a nonprofit started and ran by a man named Abudali Ali, who is a Somali American. Abudali Ali is a refugee from Somalia that started this company in 2014. It's a nonprofit, and they focus on the mental health counseling and youth empowerment services. And they have billed Maine Care, which is Medicaid, over $28.8 million between 2019 and 2024. Bernardini, the whistleblower, alleges millions of dollars in fraud. In